Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's wonderful to see so many people here this evening. Mort Fertel is the author of Marriage Fitness, a sought-after public speaker, and considered by many to be the world's premier marriage coach. The president of Marriage Max Incorporated, Mort is the first to approach marriage from the perspective of health and wellness rather than problem solving. His revolutionary Marriage Max four-step plan is consistent with traditional family values and on the cutting edge of sociological advancement. It is also endorsed by relationship experts around the world, including Dr. John Gray, author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and Dr. Stephen Covey, author of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Mort Fertel is a frequent media expert. He was featured on the Fox News Morning Show, KVJY AM Radio, and The Michael Dresser Show, just to name a few. His breakthrough work, Marriage Fitness, has been enthusiastically reviewed by the most prestigious trade publications, including the Library Journal. A graduate of the Wharton School of Business and the University of Pennsylvania, Mort Fertel worked on Wall Street, founded a direct mail advertising company, and was the CEO of an international nonprofit organization. He is also a former marathon runner and is committed to physical as well as marriage fitness. He lives with his wife and 4 children, including triplets, in Baltimore, Maryland. Let's welcome Mort Fertel.
Linda, thank you so much for that warm welcome and wonderful introduction. And I also want to thank you for inviting me to be here. I want to thank all of you for coming out this evening. It's wonderful to see so many people. And I want you to know that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you this evening some wisdom that I think can make all of our marriages more successful. How many people here are married? Okay, pretty much everybody, excellent. And how many of you are here with your spouse? About half of you, very good. Anybody here with someone else's spouse? Nobody, excellent, good also. This morning I was reading in the paper about a woman who filed a missing persons report for her husband. And her neighbor was over consoling her. The police came to take identification. They said, "So what does your husband look like?" So she said, "Oh, my husband, he's about 6'4", weighs about 185 pounds, has an athletic build. He was wearing an Armani suit. He's cleanly shaven, very good looking, and has a wonderful disposition." So her neighbor who was over said, "Honey, that's not your husband. Your husband's 5'4", stumpy, dumpy, scruffly, and miserable." She said, "Yeah, but who wants him back?" Marriage is a very personal topic. So I want to begin by telling you about mine. My wife and I started out crazy in love, like most couples. You've been there. Remember when you would stay up all night talking, surprise each other with thoughtful gifts, and speak to each other in code words? You know that feeling of really being connected? That was us. But then, something happened that destroys most marriages. We had a son who died when he was just 1 week old. And then, we had twin daughters who also died. In less than 2 years, we lost 3 children. Understandably, my wife became depressed, and all I could do to deal with the situation was to immerse myself in work. We ran from each other emotionally and became roommates instead of soulmates. Now, we didn't want to lose each other. We certainly lost enough. So we decided to work on our marriage. We did what I now call marriage fitness, relationship enhancement exercises. And you know what? It worked. It didn't bring our children back, of course, but it brought us back. We became soulmates again. You know, one thing I've learned from speaking to people is that every couple has a story. It may not be the loss of children. Maybe it's money problems, a problem child, unresolved issues from the past, an affair, an addiction, an illness, an accident, or sometimes it's just time in life that eats away at that special spark that you once had. And before you know it, things just aren't the same anymore. So what do we do? Statistically, as you know, half of us call it quits. The other half settle for being roommates. Listen to this. Research shows that a very small percentage of couples are actually in love. Amazing, right? Falling in love was the most euphoric experience of our life. More than anything else, we want to be loved. And yet most of us don't have a clue how to stay in love with our own spouse. Stay married? Half of us can do that. Be compatible? Many of us can manage that. But be in love for a lifetime? It's very rare. And in spite of all the attention this problem gets, it keeps getting worse. Nobody really knows what to do about it. After all, love is a mystery, right? Listen carefully. Love is not a mystery. There are specific things that you can do to create love in your marriage and, are you ready? To maintain it for a lifetime. This is important. Just as there are physical laws of the universe, like gravity, so too there are laws that govern love. Just as the right diet and exercise makes you physically healthy, so too doing the right things with your spouse will make your marriage healthy. It's a simple cause and effect, like cooking with a recipe. If you follow the steps, it'll work. So what's the recipe for a strong marriage? Today, I'm going to share with you one of the ingredients. Are you ready? Here we go. Here we go. Raise your hand if you watch a weekly television program. Okay? Now keep your hands up, everybody. Raise your hand if you read a weekly magazine. Everybody keep your hands up until I say to put them down. Raise your hand if you go to a meeting at least once a week with somebody. Raise your hand if you play tennis, bowling, bingo, cards, or some type of sport, game, or activity at least once a week. Raise your hand if you work out, go to the gym, or an aerobics class, or some form of exercise at least once a week. Okay. So I see that pretty much everybody is committed to something on a weekly basis. You can put your hands down. Now, raise your hand if you go out alone with your spouse on a designated night at least once a week. That's what I thought. My friends, this is your wake-up call. Step one for getting your marriage in top shape is to put love first. Not second, not third, but first. To make your marriage and your spouse the absolute highest priority in your life, bar none. Because whatever's important to you, wherever you invest your time and energy, that's where you'll connect. Somebody who diligently cleans, waxes, and details their car develops strong feelings for their car. We laugh, but it's true. We've seen it happen, right? Somebody who gives a lot of time and attention to their spouse cultivates love with their spouse. Want to have a great marriage? You got to put love first. It's got to be your top priority. Now, I know that if I got you at your most real moment, when you were deeply in touch with your values, you would say that your spouse and your marriage does come first. But what we saw a few minutes ago was that your schedule, your Palm Pilot, tells a different story. Somehow, and don't feel bad, because it happens to all of us, we get lost in the thick of thin things. And what matters most, really, gets pushed aside by what matters least. And we get seduced by television programs, sporting events, our hobbies, interests, friends, community projects, the pursuit of money. And instead of deeply devoting ourselves to our marriage, our spouse sort of comes along for the ride as we devote ourselves and succeed in other areas of our life. It's so easy, isn't it, to forget what's really important? How do we remember? It's certainly not enough just to talk about it. If that were the case, we'd all be rich and thin. We need a system, a program to follow. Just like if you wanted to go on a diet or exercise. So I created what I call the Marriage Max 4-Step Plan. And it consists of 20 marriage fitness exercises. As we've discussed, step one is to put love first. Not second, not third, but first. Now, I'll show you how the marriage fitness exercises can help you succeed with that. Before all you arrived, I was over there at the table by my books, kind of checking the sound system and setting up the books and the tapes and everything. And a man came over. I don't know who he was. He was here earlier for some reason. And he picked up a copy of Marriage Fitness. He started flipping through it. And I noticed that one particular section seemed to catch his attention. So I was curious what he was reading. So I kind of peeked over and I saw he was reading about date night. Date night. He then flipped the book over, saw my picture on the back cover, and he realized at that time that he was standing next to the author. So he turns, he says to me, "So, you recommend date night once a week?" I said, "Yes, I think date night once a week is crucial for a healthy marriage." He said, "I agree. That in fact, my wife and I, we have date night twice a week." I said, "Twice a week? That's fabulous." He said, "Yeah, we go out twice a week. I go out on Monday night, and she goes out on Tuesday night." One of the most successful marriage fitness exercises that can help you put love first is called date night. And it's simple. Pick a night of the week. Make sure you and your spouse pick the same night. And make it sacred time for your marriage, for your relationship. Do you remember when you used to date? It was time for you to really focus on each other and your relationship. Well, guess what? It's time to start dating again. Dating your spouse. Now, there's four rules for a successful date night. Rule one, get out of the house. No activity at home counts toward date night. There's too many distractions. Chores to do, dishes to wash, phones ringing, faxes coming in, emails. People have home offices. And of course, if you have kids, that's definitely not a date. Rule two, don't go to any movies or anything that requires you to face in the same direction. On date night, you face each other. You are the entertainment. Rule three, don't invite anybody else or go to anything social. Date night is for you and your spouse only. Rule four, put aside at least a couple of hours. This is a time for you and your spouse to really relax with each other. Now, one more thing about date night, because everybody always asks me, well, what do we do? Where do we go every week? Now, if you want, I can answer that question later. Or you can refer to Marriage Fitness, where I have, I think, a creative list. But the truth is, it doesn't matter. You could go on the most creative date in the world and not connect. Or you could simply go to Starbucks and really talk. Date night is not about where you go or what you do. It's about you and your spouse connecting. So, step one of the Marriage Max 4-Step Plan is to put love first. Not second, not third, but first. And one marriage fitness exercise that can help you succeed with that is to have a weekly, excellent, date night. Here is a second marriage fitness exercise that can help you succeed with put love first. It's called talk charge. Do you remember when you used to just talk? Not about who's going to take out the trash, pick up the kids, or book the flight, but just talk. Most couples don't talk much anymore unless they have something to communicate, a task to complete, or a decision to make. But the truth is, the most important thing that you can accomplish by talking with your spouse is not communicating. It's connecting. A talk charge is a 60-second, that's it, just 60-second positive, loving, fun, frivolous conversation with your spouse about something non-logistical. Non-logistical. Try it. I challenge you. Sometime in the next 24 hours when you're not with your spouse, pick up your phone, call your spouse, tell them about the dream you had last night and how it made you feel. And then, 60 seconds later, say goodbye. They won't know what hit them. Goodbye. Why did you call? I just called to say I love you. You want to have a great marriage? Call for that reason, and that reason only, a few times a day. So, step one of the Marriage Max four-step plan is to, yes, put love first. Very good. Not second, not third, but first. One marriage fitness exercise that can help you do that is to have a weekly date night. Very good. And a second marriage fitness exercise that can help you with that is to talk charge. Excellent. You guys are fabulous. Okay. Here's a third marriage fitness exercise that can help you put love first. Now, for this, I need a volunteer. Anybody? Yeah, please? Okay, excellent. Come on up here. Now, what's your name?
Jeff.
Good to meet you, Jeff.
Nice to meet you.
Jeff, let's say that I'm a clerk at cash register 1 at Walmart. Jeff comes in and makes a purchase. He hands me a $20 bill, and I hand him his change like that. Come back to me. Now, let's say that I'm a clerk at cash register 2 at Walmart. Jeff comes in to make a purchase, hands me a $20 bill, and I hand him his change like that. Research shows that the clerk at cash register 2 will be rated higher in customer service than the clerk at cash register 1. Jeff, would you please tell everybody, what was the difference in the way I handed you the change the second time?
You touched me.
I touched him. Thank you. And keep the change. I touched him. You see, touch creates much more than just a physical connection. It makes us feel different inside. A lot of people complain they don't get enough attention from their spouse. Could be that they don't talk enough. That's why we have talk charges. But it's also probably true that they don't touch enough. When you caress your spouse's hand, play with their feet, rub their shoulders, or stroke their cheek, there's a moment there, if you do it right, when your spouse knows that they have your undivided attention and that you are completely connected to them. Now, I want to be clear, this is important. I'm not talking here about foreplay or a sexual advance. A touch charge is a touch purely for the sake of connecting at the moment of your touch. So, step one of the Marriage Max four-step plan is to, good, put love first. Not second, not third, but first. Excellent. One marriage fitness exercise that can help you do that is to have a weekly date night. Very good. A second marriage fitness exercise that can help you do that is to, good, talk charge. And a third marriage fitness exercise that can help you succeed to put love first is to, beautiful, talk touch charge. Thank you. You guys are excellent. Now, you might be thinking, that's it? Talk, touch, and date? Well, as I said, those are three of the 20 marriage fitness exercises that'll get you part of the way to step one. But for tonight, yes, that's it. Talk, touch, and date. And I promise you, if you do it right, and you do it regularly, you will see a dramatic difference in your marriage. People want to transform their relationship with one Herculean event. You can't do it. There's no gift you could buy, favor you could do, or letter you could write. The only way to do it is to establish the right habits and to do them consistently. For lasting love, you do the small things in great ways for a long time. It's about talking, touching, and dating. Simple, right? It's about as simple as exercising for 30 minutes every single day. It's simple if it's your priority. Put love first. Make it your priority to talk, to touch, and to date. Your marriage will be changed forever. So before I close, I just want to give you the opportunity to ask some questions. Does anybody have any questions for me this evening?
Yes. How is this different from marriage therapy?
So the question is, how is this different from marriage therapy? Excellent question. It's fun. With marriage fitness, you don't have to dig up your past, talk about your problems, or practice communication techniques. It's not marriage therapy. It's marriage fitness. And like going to a spa, it's invigorating, and the emphasis is on doing healthy things for your marriage. Does that begin to answer your question? Good. Any other questions? Okay, somebody here wants to be my publicist, maybe. If I had to describe marriage fitness in just a couple of sentences, how would I do it? I would say like this. If you want to get your body in shape, you do physical fitness. What do? To keep your marriage healthy. Most people think love is a mystery. Love is not a mystery. There are specific things that you can do to create love in your marriage and to maintain it for a lifetime. And that's marriage fitness, knowing what to do to keep your marriage strong and then doing it. Any other questions? Okay, so the question is, what are the other three steps in the Marriage Max four-step plan? Step one, as we learned tonight, is to put love first. Step two is to give presence, and that's spelled P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Step three is to move from me to we. Step four is to save yourself. And I would need, of course, much more time to go into any detail about what the other three steps are, but I appreciate the question. And I hope that begins to answer your question. Any other questions? How do you know if you're married to the right person? Well, that depends. Are you here with your husband? It's actually an excellent question. Listen carefully. We don't have a lot of time to develop this, but it's a very deep idea. The key to a successful marriage is not finding the right person. It's learning to love the person you found. Every relationship has a cycle. In the beginning, we fall in love. It's this spontaneous experience, right? And that's why we have the expression falling in love, because you're kind of out of control. You don't really do anything to make it happen. It kind of happens to you. Right? We get swept off our feet. Somebody did something to us. It just happens. And it's a euphoric experience. But then, after a few years, that experience fades. Now, people sometimes make the mistake at that point of thinking that, hey, I want that experience back. And it must be that I don't have it now because of the person I'm with. And if I was with somebody else, maybe I would experience that euphoric feeling of love again. And in some senses, it's true. You probably could fall in love with somebody else. But 2 to 3 years down the line, you'd find your relationship having went through the same cycle. And people go through a number of different relationships and even, God forbid, a few marriages in their life, only to find that everyone takes the same cycle. Because the key, once again, is not to find the right person, but it's learning to love the person that you found. And that's why we have the expression, the labor of love. Because it takes effort. It takes time. You have to climb back into love after that initial experience fades. And that initial experience will fade regardless of who you're with. It's got nothing to do with the person that you're with. It has everything to do with what you and the person that you're with do in order to facilitate the success of your relationship. There's much more about this in my book, Marriage Fitness, but I hope that at least begins to answer your question. Any other questions? Yes. Ah, so we have somebody here that maybe has 7 kids and 2 jobs and is involved in community projects, and the question is, what if you're too busy for all of this? I mean, after all, this was, we discussed today 3 of the 20 marriage fitness exercises, and it's true. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes discipline. The answer to your question is everything we discussed everything we discussed tonight. Put love first. We all have a lot to do. We all have a lot of responsibilities and goals and objectives and dreams. Every single moment of our life, we make a decision about what's most important to us and about where we're going to focus our time and our energy now. Put love first. Because love is not just one aspect of your life. It's the part of your life that affects every aspect of your life. It's the cornerstone of your life. You know, I sometimes marvel at people's success. He's so wealthy. She's so smart. He's so spiritual. She's in such good shape. Rarely do I meet someone and think, wow, look at their marriage. And yet marriage is where success matters most. You know how when you're in love, nothing else really matters. But you also probably know that when you're not, nothing else is ever enough. You could exercise twice a day, go on every diet, dress in the latest fashions, make all the money in the world, and be great parents to your kids. But if you're not happily married, if you're not connected to your spouse, at peace in your own home, nothing else will be quite right. Because our marriage is like the lead domino in our life. Whichever way it falls is the way everything else goes too. And that's why it's so crucial, so important to focus on our marriage and to put love first. Because it's not like our marriage is one part of our life and we have all these other components as well. Our marriage is the heart that pumps blood to every limb of our life. It's the cornerstone, the core, the pool inside which everything else swims. And if it's healthy, then everything thrives. And if it's not, then everything suffers. And so what do you do if you're busy and you have a lot of responsibility and this seems overwhelming? What you do is step one. You put love first out of recognition that it is the first block. It's the foundation of the building of your life. I hope that answers your question. Thank you. It was an excellent one. So now I just want to leave you with one final story. You know, there's a movie with Tom Hanks called Apollo 13. Maybe some of you have seen it. There's a very interesting scene in the movie where he and his friends and family are all sitting in his living room and they're all watching on television that historical moment where Neil Armstrong takes one small step for man and one giant leap for mankind. So Neil Armstrong steps on the moon, they celebrate, there's a big party, and then eventually the party breaks up. Tom Hanks is left with his wife. He and his wife walk outside on the patio, they look up at the moon, and he says, "Honey, from now on, we live in a world where man has walked on the moon." And it wasn't a miracle. We just decided to go. Sometimes I think we feel that it would be a miracle for us to have lasting love with our spouse. That love is this big mystery. But it's not. And it wouldn't be a miracle. We know how to do it. We just have to decide to go. And so I encourage you, and I bless all of us, that we should decide to go and to have a phenomenal marriage. Thank you.